Hey, what is your keyword for 2024? Well, mine is reset. And one thing that I want to help you reset is your understanding and how you utilize artificial intelligence. We're going to cover all that on this next episode of the Your Digital Marketing Coach podcast.
Digital, social media, content influencer, marketing, blogging, podcasting, vlogging, TikToking, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, SEO, SEM, PPC, email marketing. Whew! There's a lot to cover. Whether you're a marketing professional, entrepreneur, or business owner, you need someone you can rely on for expert advice. Good thing you've got Neil on your side. Because Neil Schaefer is your digital marketing coach. Helping you grow your business with digital first marketing, one episode at a time. This is your digital marketing coach, and this is Neil Schaefer.
Hey everybody, Neil Schaefer here, your digital marketing coach, and I want to be, well, at this date, I'm probably not the first, but I do want to wish you a happy new year and hope that you had a great break. As you can see from the gap between this episode and the last one, I had an awesome break. And sometimes you need to truly, truly unplug and disconnect so that you come back with even more energy, more enthusiasm, more passion. And that is exactly what happened. So thank you for understanding that. And yes, we're here in 2024, and this is episode number 348. This year, as part of my own keyword, which is reset, and one of the big resets for me is this new book that I'll be publishing in a few months. If you're curious, I'm currently on the second rewrite. We already went from 80,000 down to 70,000 words, and I'm working with my content editor to try to somehow get that down to 60,000 words, and then we're going to go into production, and I'll have more information for you. But reset means a lot of things. It could mean resetting our health for the year, our relationships for the year, obviously business as well, but it's also our mindset. And I think one of the things that I have learned about you, and if you aren't on my email list, I hope you'll go to neilschaefer.com/events and you could sign up for my list. But I recently did a survey and I asked you, what were the topics, if I were to create a course, what were the topics that you'd be really interested in? And well, the number one topic was leveraging AI in marketing. And I want to deliver more, hopefully, if you didn't take part in that survey, because it's going to give you a chance to apply to my launch team for my new book. You'll want to make sure you do by January 15th. Once again, go to neilschaefer.com/events. If you didn't get the survey, it is only being sent out to select people, but I want to make sure my podcast listeners get it. Make sure you send me an email letting me know, neil@neilschaefer.com, NEALSCHAFFER. But nevertheless, that is going to be my guiding light, not only for my business, but also for this podcast going forward. Also, if you are a subscriber to my emails, you probably already saw this, but I also want to put a little bit more structure into how I do not just my emails, but I actually want to replicate that in how I record these podcasts. So I want to start the concept of having regular episodes, or I should say regular shows within a show. Regular segments, I think, is probably the word I want to use, which gives you a little bit more regular information on things that are really important to you. The two things that I want to go over are a stat of the week and a recommended AI tool of the week, seeing that everyone is really interested in AI. So the stat of the week is that Instagram is the 10th most Googled word in the world. Now, I think that's pretty amazing, which just shows you, and I'm sure in a year or two, if not this year, TikTok is going to be there as well, that these social media sites have really become a cultural phenomenon. Not being on them is not an option. How you engage on them, I've already recorded an episode about authentically social content, and I've recorded another episode about user-generated content. And I obviously have other episodes about influencers, but these are some of the primary ways in which we can be active and get organic growth from Instagram. But at this time, once again, if we reset how we look at social media and we reset how we do Instagram, we go all in on video, or as much in on video as possible. It's easy to post images in Instagram. It's harder to post carousel short form video, especially in the form of reels, but at least in stories. And that obviously is where the action's at. That's what the algorithm wants. if we want to be relevant on those platforms, that's what we need to do. So that is my stat of the week, followed up by my commentary on that. You can find more powerful Instagram marketing stats if you go to neilschafer.com/Instagram/statistics. Make sure that link is in the show notes as well. So the AI tool of the week that I want to share with you is Descript. Go to neilschafer.com/Descript. That's D-E-S-C-R-I-P-T. And you can get started with a free trial. Now, Descript is a video editing, podcast editing tool that even before ChatGPT was already leveraging AI. And I could record an episode just on the different ways of using Descript for audio and video. But piggybacking off of my recommendation about going all in on short form video in 2024 is if you're going to do that, you need a video tool. What's really cool about Descript, now, some of you may find it really easy to record videos from your smartphone. And if you're that person, you're probably already creating reels left and right. But if you're not that person, Descript, and they have a Mac app, they also obviously have a web-based solution. You can actually, using their recorder, you can record a video from your desktop computer using a desktop microphone and then easily add captions and create a talking head reel very, very easily. I'm about to create a tutorial reel. How meta is that and how to do that? But the way that I started using Descript was you can edit audio and video like you edit a Word document. So if there's something you want to cut out of a video, like an ah or an Descript's AI will actually find that for you and can automatically take it out. Or if, for instance, I want to add captions and I say your digital marketing coach podcast and I want to capitalize the YDMC, the your digital marketing coach, I can go in and correct that. And then wherever else there was a misspelling of that or miscapitalization, it will correct it. If it spells Neil wrong, the automatic transcription, I correct it once and it corrects it everywhere. It is just this Swiss knife of functionality infused with AI for audio and video editing that I highly recommend you get started with. If you do and you need some handholding, let me know. Maybe I should create some tutorials around using it, but it really is that powerful. And this leads very, very nicely in. Once again, that's neilschafer.com/Descript, D-E-S-C-R-I-P-T. We'll have the link in the show notes as well. This is really a nice lead into today's talk, which is about resetting our thoughts about AI. Now, I'm going to have a dedicated chapter. It's probably going to be the longest chapter of my new book around leveraging AI in marketing. But if there's two things I want you to remember, well, let's see, there's three main things I want to point out today. And a lot of this is going to be about mindset. And this leads nicely into talking about Adobe Max, the Adobe event for creators that I went to, I want to say 2 months ago in Los Angeles, and I've yet to give you my report on it. And I'm not going to go into too many details on this like I did my Vid Summit or some other reports that I've done. But I just want to point out that at Adobe Max, one of the hottest things that people were talking about, both the Adobe people as far as new functionality of their product, as well as many of the presenters, many of them content creators, entrepreneurs, and even corporate businesses, was the topic of AI. You're talking about one of the most creative companies, which is Adobe, Adobe Photoshop, Adobe Premiere Pro, and an extremely creative audience, right? Of graphic designers, illustrators, photographers, and they were all in on AI, okay? If the most creative people in the world can be all in on AI, so can you, and so should you. And that's really the main message. If I was to summarize Adobe Max in one sentence, that's the message, right? I give you permission. Adobe gives you permission. In fact, AI can enhance our creativity. AI can actually inspire us to do more. So part of this reset for 2024 is also how you view AI. Now, the second point I want to make is with AI, and I use this for the first time in my book, so you'll hear me say this in public for the first time, it's AI on the inside, human on the outside. AI on the inside, human on the outside. I want to let that sink in a bit because if you think about it, anybody can go out there and create any content you want. If you wanted to create blog posts, done. If you wanted to have an AI clone voice and create a script in AI and create the audio and create a podcast, you could. If you wanted to have an AI-generated video with a human-looking avatar, you could, or you could use stock video. All of this is possible. In fact, there are AI tools, and if you're interested in these, hit me up, that will actually allow you to create a course, all the way from choosing the title, all the way to actually creating the modules, the outlines. I haven't gone through fleshing out the content yet, but you can do all this, right? But here's the thing. What if a client wants to hire you? What if you're invited to speak? What if you have a potential customer that reaches out asking for more information? Is there going to be a disconnect between what they hear from you and the content they're consuming of yours? So if you're not an expert at it, then it's not going to be to your benefit. You might get visibility, you might get exposure, but at the end of the day, you got to deliver the goods. And that's one of the key messages I want to let you know. For instance, in my book, and you've heard me talk about the concept of library of content, we're really providing our most resourceful, informational, educational content out there, feeding both the search engines as well as prospective customers, because we want them to trust us. We want them and the search engines to see us as an authority. It is that important. If I was going to create a masterpiece, would I just tell AI to do it for me, or would I actually create it? What is my value as a human being in the whole ecosystem? So that's why in my book, I talk about areas where it's smart to use AI. I also talk about areas where, you know what, I don't know if it would be that smart to use AI in those situations. And that is the sort of AI literacy that I think we all need to have at some point. The sooner the better. I'm not saying that I'm perfect either, but I think I'm on my way. I'm educating myself as much as possible. So with that in mind, what is the number one way to use AI? Well, the number one way is really ideas. It's that creativity, the inspiration. It's getting, you know, I'm thinking of writing a book. I'm thinking of this title. Do you have any other title suggestions? I'm thinking of writing a blog post on this subject. Are there any areas that are relevant to entrepreneurs that maybe have not been covered so much in the internet? It's having these sorts of conversations with AI. If you use a chat-based AI like a ChatGPT or a Bard or a Claude, then that is the way I want you to think about AI, to expand your horizons, expand the possibilities of what is possible. And that alone is intense value. Now, there are other areas in content creation, like short-form content creation, where you could use AI. For instance, I'll give you a very, very good example. I applied to speak at an event recently, and the event wanted certain type of information in a certain format. Now, I know what I'm going to speak on. I know what the content's about, but I didn't have like a 3-paragraph description of what were going to be the exact things and the exact takeaways for people. I had a good idea what they were, but I needed to structure content in the format that was being requested. So by giving the prompts of the information that I already know that I plan to speak about, I can easily output that information. And instead of spending an hour or two on those 2 to 3 paragraphs, I can spend 5 minutes on it. That is a great, and you know what? It is not mission critical, because they may or may not accept my speaking. And even if they do accept me as a speaker, when I'm on stage, it's not AI, right? And the content is not being generated by AI on stage. So that's some ways we can think about it, like ad copy. Or if you look at the description for this podcast, or when I share this podcast in social media, my tweets, my LinkedIn posts, my Facebook posts, that's all 100% AI generated. I'm checking it. I'm not only fact-checking it, I'm also looking for potential plagiarizing, but I'm also making sure, I'm damn well making sure it actually represents what I talk about and it's relevant and it's on point. And that ain't always the case. And if that's not the case, then I revise it. But even if I have to revise it, it's still saving me time. That time I can spend on creating more content, creating better quality content, creating more products, spending more time with clients, and spending more time with you and engaging with you, right? It is a plus minus situation. Time spent here, you can't spend there. And that's the other key thing about AI, outside of that inspiration, is the time saving, especially if they are really, really mundane tasks. The Descript app that I talked about, it can automatically delete ahs and ums and other words like this. It can delete that, or there's like blanks, right? My podcast editor is already doing this, but if there are, you know, blanks over 2 seconds, it can just automatically delete it for you using the AI to find out those gaps, right? That is a brilliant use of AI that's actually helping not only save time and improve quality, right? So AI is nothing to be afraid of. AI is not going to take your job, right? What's going to take your job is the person that knows AI better than you do. So this is really the year to reset. It's not rocket science. A lot of AI is just getting experience, reading blog posts. We're sort of all in this together. And I do plan to have more resourceful content around this subject as well. But I want to give you permission to do more with AI this year, but be smart about it. Have your own AI policy. Use it with ethics, you know, in an ethical way. But I'm hoping that it saves you more time so that you have more time to unplug, to disconnect, so that at the end of the day, whatever you end up doing and the reason why you end up leveraging all the digital marketing advice that I teach you, that you can spend more time on what matters in your business and ultimately what matters in your life. So that is my message to begin 2024. I am extremely hopeful about this year. As I said, this is the year of reset. You're going to see a lot of reset from me. If you enjoyed these segments on the quote and the AI tool today, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line, neil@neilschaefer.com. But if not, I thank you for listening. I thank you for subscribing. I thank you for those of you that have reviewed this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thank you for that as well. And I want to wish you just a kick a year ahead. And I hope that I will be there to serve you. And I hope that if there's any other way outside of this podcast I can help you, that you'll reach out to me and let me know. Once again, that's neil@neilschaefer.com. Until next time, this is your digital marketing coach, Neil Schaefer, signing off.
You've been listening to Your Digital Marketing Coach. Questions, comments, requests, links, go to podcast.neilschaefer.com. Get the show notes to this and 200 plus podcast episodes at neilschaefer.com to tap into the 400 plus blog posts that Neil has published to support your business. While you're there, check out Neil's digital first group coaching membership community if you or your business needs a little helping hand. See you next time on Your Digital Marketing Coach.